a teacher in Pinellas County, Florida, who teaches about conflict resolution and human rights, is putting what he teaches into practice. He, along with the teachers' union, is asking the school board to ban all field trips to the Splendid China theme park, located next to Walt Disney World. The theme park has a miniature replica of the Potala Palace, a sacred site of Tibet, but makes no mention of Chinese occupation and human rights violations since 1949. Bill George looks into the conflict over the Central Florida theme park.
The Chinese are famous for their skills and their creativity in a unique style of acrobatics. Next, to bring you in a very interesting act with a flying boomerang. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Wu Zhongkui.
The audience reacts with delight as the performer throws a handmade boomerang over their heads. The $100 million, 76-acre park is an outdoor walk-through museum with shops, restaurants, and live shows. There is an identical park in China. Both theme parks are owned by China Travel Services, a Chinese government-owned company. The theme park targets its marketing to senior citizens and students.
Hi, ni hao. Well, I'm Alan Siu, the Director of Corporate Communications.
Siu gives a tour of the 60 miniature replicas of famous sites and monuments in China.
I like to draw attention to the Great Wall on your right. Now, this Great Wall here is half a mile long. Even the material that used in this Great Wall, this miniature Great Wall, is the exact replica, of the real one. Just imagine, we have used 6.5 million small bricks in building this half a mile long Great Wall.
The Potala Palace, located in the heart of the old Lhasa capital of the Tibet Autonomous Region, was built in the 7th century by King Songtsong Gampo, 617 to 665.
The audio tour makes no mention of the palace being a monastery for Tibetan Buddhist monks and a winter residence for successive Dalai Lamas for more than 300 years. It also fails to mention the Potala Palace was bombed in 1959 by the Chinese government, which forced the current Dalai Lama to flee into exile. The monastery is no longer used for religious practice, but as a museum. Again, spokesperson Ellen Siu.
I really wouldn't comment on this. As I said, the only reason why we have the Potala Palace in this park is really we want people to appreciate the art and the beauty of it.
And do you think it represents China?
Siu never responded to the question. She repeated that the architecture is the reason the palace is selected to be in the theme park.
This is a purely commercial setup, and we wouldn't want to touch on the political side.
In front of the palace are hundreds of ceramic hand-sized figurines in traditional Tibetan dress. For a quarter, the figurines will unroll a 6-foot tapestry of the Buddha. Siu encourages everyone to come and see for themselves what the park is all about. Last year, 20,000 students walked through the gates of Splendid China, where they strolled, watched a show, and ate a fast food Chinese meal. Two hours from Splendid China is PTEC, Pinellas Technical Education Center. The school offers an alternative education program and special education for high school students. Students study everything from automotive repair to welding to business skills. Dennis Harrison, who was named Teacher of the Year in 1989, teaches conflict resolution, multicultural studies, and dropout prevention. He also trains other teachers in conflict resolution, a process of giving kids skills to get along when they have disagreements. Harrison's commitment to peace and nonviolence interested him in Tibet. He says it was the Chinese government that brought the issue to his doorstep. According to Amnesty International and the United Nations, more than 1 million Tibetans have been tortured, starved, or beaten to death as a result of Chinese occupation.
I really have serious concerns about our students being given the message that, yes, there is a genocide taking place in Tibet, but let's ignore that. Let's put that aside and go to this entertainment theme park for the day and have a good time and have some amusing times watching some jugglers or having some Chinese food. The message there that the students get is that it's all right to ignore the genocide. It's all right to ignore the pain.
And the real message Harrison wants students to learn is
that we are not going to go to this theme park as a way of supporting Tibet and its culture and its people. If our students get that message, then that message is a message of learning how to stand for justice, to do what's right, to have compassion, to have a sense of universal responsibility.
China out of Tibet! China out of Tibet! China out of Tibet! China out of Tibet! China out of Tibet!
2 years ago, Splendid China opened in a cloud of controversy. 45 protesters showed up on opening day. 4 Tibetan Buddhist monks, including one who fled after he witnessed the Potala Palace bombing, wept in front of the replica. Demonstrators waved Tibetan flags and held signs that read, Free Tibet. John Ackerley, director of the International Campaign for Tibet, has made numerous trips to Tibet. Ackerley has asked the park repeatedly to remove the Tibetan exhibit, which management has ignored. He says the park is a whitewash of China's history.
The park portrays Tibetans, and Tibet is a very peaceful place where everyone is happy and practicing their religion freely. And in fact, the opposite really is the case today. The monasteries in Tibet are under incredibly close control and surveillance by the government. And this park is very deceptive.
Ackerley says that Tibetan culture is deeply rooted in Buddhism. By repressing their religion, the Chinese government is striking at the heart of their identity. The Chinese now outnumber the Tibetans 6-1 in Tibet. Ackerley says everywhere you look, there are Chinese soldiers and numerous military checkpoints.
It's a very tense place, and one of the only places in the world that I've been where when you're walking in the street and people will literally grab you and pull you aside and stuff pieces of paper in your hand that will be appeals to the United Nations or to the U.S. government to help them. And that's the common occurrence when you're in Tibet.
A representative of the Pinellas County School Board has recommended the students be allowed to visit the park as long as they are briefed on the issues regarding Tibet before and after the visit. But Harrison says he will present the issue again in an upcoming meeting. Ackerley says he'll be back in Florida this spring to continue protests. And Splendid China says they will increase marketing, add a panda exhibit, and eventually a ride such as traveling through the dynasties. For Pacifica Network News, I'm Bill George in Kissimmee, Florida.